Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back in, Rutherford Issues, here on a back-to-work Monday. Were you rumbled out of bed early this morning, Mr. Colvin?
Oh, you know.
Or do you sleep right through it?
I guess I'm in trouble when I get home tonight.
Oh, well, sorry to bring up such a bad
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, you know, I'm still, I guess, newly married by less than a year and a half. And
he still hasn't learned, folks.
about 1:30 in the morning, I just popped up out of bed, I guess, from lightning crashing or, you know, thunder or something. And I'm kind of looking around, and jumping up scared my wife. So I lay back down, and I just fall right to sleep, and she's up for the rest of the night.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Now she's worried to death when she was sleeping sound as a baby beforehand. So the lessons you learn as a new husband.
Yep. It's couch for you tonight.
That's right.
Oh, mercy. Well, it was kind of a... It's been a weird weather pattern, but the reason I bring that up is because Saturday was the Polar Bear Golf Tournament, and you've had anything from very nice weather turning into snow by the end of the day to extremely cold to really seasonable. It rained on Friday night, I guess, but Saturday turned out okay, didn't it, for the most part?
You know, it... as far as inclement weather, it turned out okay. It started out, I don't know, I guess about 7:30, it was around 43 degrees or so, and by the end of it, it was, I think it was about 35 with a wind chill of 28, 29. So it got polarish. At least there was no rain, sleet, hail, or snow out there, so we did all right.
And
had a good time.
And that's, of course, the Exchange Club, Noon Exchange Club that puts this event on.
Right. We're the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club. And, you know, the monies that we raise go to helping the Exchange Club Family Center here in town, which goes for, they work on the prevention of child abuse. And then we also use some funds for our healing field that we do every year on Memorial Day weekend with our promotion of Americanism.
Well,
excuse me, I'm a little blank today. Well, I've been running a little too fast.
Have you? Well, blank is good. That beats what you're going to get when you get home.
a beating?
Probably. Let's see. Well, that's good. Anybody who'd like to become involved in the Exchange Club and find out what's going on, you can go have lunch. See what the meeting's all about. You meet, what, every Thursday?
We do. We meet every Thursday at Stones River Country Club from 12 to 1. And we usually have a speaker. We have lunch. And I have a good time to get to know folks and see some of the events that we have throughout the community throughout the year. So it's a great time to spend with fellow citizens and help make people aware of child abuse prevention and the Americanism projects that we have.
Well, Lee, let's put on your financial advisor hat. Do you have one of those?
It's on.
Okay. Does it say Edward Jones on it?
It does.
I'm sure it does. Lee is an Edward Jones financial advisor, and we bring him on every few weeks to talk here about your money. And you've no doubt heard the expression, time is money. But... you know, you look at that, and it may be very applicable in every part of your life, but it's especially relevant for investors, would you say, Lee? Because you see more and more time that you spend not investing. It seems like less money that you're likely to have when you really need it during that retirement time.
That's absolutely right, Brian. You know, too many people always think, I've got plenty of time to retirement. And next thing they know, they're turning around at 50, 55 years old and saying, boy, it's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. How do I get there? And, you know, it's just so essential to not wait to start investing or saving for the days of becoming a retiree?
You know, most people think it won't make that big of a difference if we delay for a couple of years, you know, the making the investment into retirement.
Well, you know, you're right, but again, time flies, and before you know it, a few years turn into decades, and then decade postpones into saving for retirement can make an enormous difference in your life.
Lee, let's give some examples here. How big a difference can we look at? An example like suppose you plan to retire at age 65, and let's say at age 25 you start putting back $200. So kind of take it from there. What kind of difference does that make at age 25 versus, you know, maybe 40?
Sure.
30. Well, let's go with 30.
You know, that's a good question. Even just a difference
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say that at 25, you start investing this $200 a month into a tax-deferred vehicle. Mm-hmm. This might be a traditional IRA, your savings plan at work. But let's say your investments inside the IRA earn 7% a year. Then you would accumulate about $512,000 after 40 years.
So that's when you're, what, 65?
So 65 years old.
Okay.
So over 40 years, you would have earned $512,000. You know, well, if you had just waited that 5 years, if you had said, you know what, I'm having too much fun as a 25-year-old, I'm going to wait until maybe I have a wife and kid and more debt, and then start.
And then say, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Exactly. To start saving at 30 for retirement, with all else being equal, you'd end up with only about $355,000 at 65. So you would actually lose $157,000 by waiting 5 years to invest your money.
5 years at $200 a month. Wow.
That's right. Well, and you know, as large as that is, Brian, if you waited 5 more years, let's say instead of investing at 25 or 30, you wait till you were 35, then you'd end up with about $243,000, and that's less than half of what you would have accumulated if you had started at 25.
That, by the way, it just kind of hit me. I thought, well, if you did that, 200 per month, 12 months in a year, times 5 years, that's $12,000. And you lose $137,000, did you say?
$137,000.
Wow. All because we were having too much fun spending $12,000.
Right? Exactly.
Well.
You mean spending $2,400?
$2,400, yeah. Yeah.
$2,400 a year.
$2,400 a year. Or the, yep, $12,000 in 5 years. You know?
Exactly.
On the kids and, yeah, right, whatever. Okay. On yourself, that's where that money goes. Keep in mind that I guess at some point taxes accumulate on these, and that's not really part of this as well. Would that be fair?
Right. You know, eventually you will have to pay taxes on the accumulation, and the actual figures don't reflect fees, commissions, expenses, things like that could be involved in the investment growth.
Just an example here to give us, you know, something to consider. Get those wheels turning. The cost of delay, well, we've just kind of spelled it out there as an example of how much it can cost. It can be considerable. So which way should we go? Obviously, you got to consider several steps. How do you get started? Okay. Say you're 25. Number one, we're not saying if you're 30, it's too late.
I was going to say, you know, number one, if you're a pre-retiree, if you have not retired and you want to save for retirement, it's not too late.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That example could have been 30 to 35, and it would have worked out the same.
Exactly.
In terms of,
you know, again, 50-55.
Sure.
You know, the numbers obviously are going to get smaller the older you are.
Right.
But any time that you have to let your money grow toward retirement is a good time to start today.
So we, let's say, okay, they've convinced me. No more delay. Now what? You know, how do you get started?
So you develop a strategy. We're always going to suggest developing a strategy with a financial advisor like myself, someone who's licensed to do this. You know, don't just try to do all the calculators online where it's not going to factor in all of the variables that you need. It's easier to stick to a strategy, Brian, if you know where you're going. Mm-hmm. And as a financial advisor, I can help you to determine how much you do need to save to reach your goal, and to really see how that retirement is envisioned for yourself.
Okay, I just cannot afford to put $200 a month back. So I just might as well not start, right?
You know,
how many times have you heard that?
Way too many. You know, let's talk next week. Let's talk next month. Let's talk next year. Yeah, you know, too many times I hear this, and you know, again, if you haven't had the money to get started yet, just begin now. You know, if you wait until you feel more financially comfortable before investing for retirement, then you may never begin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you can put away only a small amount, you know, $50 a month, you still will have made a start towards your goal. And that small amount can make a big difference in the long run.
For those who may not have a goal, know what their goal should be, I guess that's where the financial advisor part comes in.
It is. Yeah, okay. We can sit down and assess how much do you need, what do you need. That way you can set a goal. It's mm-hmm. not just an abstract number out there to say, I don't know. We can realize what you need to get there and then help you strategize to get to that point.
A lot of times, Lee, I think it's the extra effort and seeing that you have the money and then you have to put the money in a place where it's going to sit for a while, you know, at my age at 37. And just that act alone is something that sometimes we can't get past. That's why I kind of like the, you know, having it automatically out of your check. If it's out of sight, out of mind, I guess is what I'm getting to.
Wow, you're 37?
I hope you sleep on the couch for two nights.
Seriously though, you know. You're exactly right, Brian. You know, 5-10 years ago, it was more difficult. You actually had to write a check. You had to put it in the mail. You had to bring it to us. Where today, we can make it so easy with having the money automatically move at a set amount into your IRA or into your other accounts for investing. And you know, as that above example shows, the best way to build substantial savings is to start early. But even if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you can still catch up. Although, again, you will need to save more to potentially get to the same level.
Mm-hmm.
But start setting up automatic payments. We can help you with those. It's very easy. The money just comes right out of your bank account or right out of your payroll and right into your investment account so that you can start saving something. And hopefully that way you won't see it as much, so it's not going to be... Oh no, I've got to send that money. Oh no, I've got to go buy a guitar. Yeah, I need to put that money away for a vacation or something else.
Or it's Christmas, or
exactly.
You know, I need to. It's after Christmas, and I overspent at Christmas, and so those things kind of factor in there too. Also, I would think one thing to consider is once you get this ball rolling, let's say you put $50 a month in, and that's what you can afford to do. But you have maybe a small increase in your pay. You get a raise at work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do we just leave it at 50 or do we try to add just a tad more?
Well, you know, you do want to try to increase your investments when your income rises, when your salary increases. So, you know, a good thought is every time you get a salary increase at work, boost your contributions to your IRA and your 401k or other retirement plans. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get a 3% bump, live on 2% and put 1% into your 401k or into your IRA. Mm-hmm. You know, just moving that 1% every year for 10 years, all of a sudden you're up to a 10% match, or you're up to a, you know, 15, depending on where you started. And by using those salary increases, you're not feeling a decrease in your salary, because you weren't used to seeing that bump in your salary in the first place.
Okay, we're talking to Lee Colvin, financial advisor with Edward Jones, about investing, delaying, don't delay. But, okay, I'm investing now. I've done this for a couple of years. I even did my 1% increase. But I'm a little nervous about the way things are going. I hear all this stock market news, and I'm a little nervous. I'm going to step away here from this for just a little while. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
You know what, Brian? When it comes to the stock market, it's always a great time to invest. It's a good time to invest today because hopefully it's not going to cost you as much, or the value is not as high as it would be tomorrow. If the news is bad, then that means that hopefully you're able to buy investments at a lower price, so that later down the road, hopefully they will be worth more. Although what we consider dollar cost averaging, putting in on a regular basis, is not a guarantee for future growth, just remember to keep on investing, whether the news of the day is positive, is negative. The best investors out there are those who follow a consistent strategy and continue investing year in, year out. And really, in short, save early, save often, and keep investing.
Wow. You should write a book. I mean, that could be the title. Save early, save often, and keep investing.
Yeah, I'll have to check, see if it's already taken or not.
I'm sure it is. Probably so.
Probably over and over again.
Well, if somebody would like to find out more about their investments, maybe they've already started and they just have no idea. They talked to somebody 10 years ago and they've been going and going and they just really don't know what's happening. Can you help?
Brian, I would love to help, but unfortunately that happens way too often. Yeah. in our business. Like I said, maybe you've seen somebody 5 years ago and you haven't talked to them since. You know, Connie and I are always available. We're always trying to get information out to clients. But you can give us a call at 907-7056. Again, that's 907-7056. Or you can stop by our office at 1715 South Rutherford Boulevard. We're in the public shopping center on the corner of Rutherford and Broad. We'd love to see you.
Mr. Colvin?